Good evening, everyone. It's your man JB here with another episode of Words of Wisdom. In today's episode, I want to talk about a specific person who apparently just created a new energy drink, and he is planning to launch it. And that name goes by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Most of you guys might know him as a previous professional wrestler who's now a big movie star, The Rock. I mean, if you guys don't know The Rock, I mean, I don't know where you guys, what planet you guys been living in, or you must have been living under a rock, but The Rock has created he's planning to launch a new energy drink. And according to sources, they're saying that the company that's planning to distribute this energy drink, it goes by the name of Molson Coors Beverage Company, which they are the ones that also are the ones that produce the popular beers like Coors Light or Blue Moon. For those of you guys that know about beers that go out and have drinks at bars, well, that's the same company that's planning to distribute this energy drink that The Rock is launching. The Rock said in a quote that he is humbled and grateful for the opportunity to serve for eager consumers. Now, we all know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been doing great things, you know, besides his wrestling career and his movie career skyrocketing. You know, this man just keeps creating things and things and things, you know, all the way from his Under Armour Project Rock earbuds. I don't know if you guys ever had those. I actually have a pair of myself that I got this year, this past Christmas that just passed. And man, like, those headphones are pretty badass. You know, they help you work out in the gym. But now he's actually trying to create, he's launching his own energy drink. Now, you know, the Rock, you know, he's a businessman, you know. He is trying to create his own merchandise, you know. He's teamed up with Under Armour. He also has Scully's or like tank tops for working out. He even has Under Armour shoes with a Brahma Bull label on it. You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is doing big things, man. You know, that's one of my childhood idols that I've always admired. You know, he's the one that inspired me to sometimes be a professional wrestler, which at one point I tried to be a wrestler, and I was trying to follow his footsteps. But, you know, then I actually walked away because, you know, the ring life, you know, that takes a toll on your body, you know. And for any wrestler that knows, they know what I am talking about. You know, being in the ring 346 days a year, you know, week after week having matches, you know, it takes a toll on your body, you know. And like, there's a lot of wrestlers who leave and go do movies. Like, for example, now John Cena, Batista, all these wrestlers went on to follow The Rock's footsteps and trying to make ends meet in a different way without, you know, destroying their bodies, you know. And, you know, we all know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson also launched Teremana Tequila. For those of you guys that don't know, yes, he has his own tequila brand, Teremana, you know, which also quickly broke sales records, you know, and also, it seems that he's trying to focus on creating this energy drink, you know, and apparently, you know, that's his goal right now, to launch this energy drink. He's teaming up with these companies and people to distribute it all around the nation. And I think it's pretty cool. You know, The Rock just keeps progressing and creating new things. You know, if anyone can sell an energy drink, come on, it's The Rock. You know, The Rock can do anything. You know, The Rock can sell t-shirts. The Rock can sell DVDs. Vince McMahon right now is struggling in WWE, and all he has to do is bring The Rock back one day, and all you gotta do is hear a "if you smell," and once you hear that, forget it. Like the crowd will go nuts, the ratings will start skyrocketing. The Rock can do anything. He's a billionaire right now. He's actually not long ago, he was nominated for the number one likable person here in the USA. And that's amazing. Like nobody else, has taken that spot. Not Robert Downey Jr., which is also a big movie star, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the number one likable person around the world. That's an honor, and I'm a big fan of The Rock, and all I can say is cheers to him, his success, his hard work paid off, So yeah, this episode was about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Just wanted to inform you guys that he is creating a new energy drink, and pretty soon we might start seeing it in stores, and he's planning to distribute it, with those companies that he's partnering with. And also, he's pretty much entering the energy drink business, with ZOA, which is a health drink made with natural caffeine and superfoods. And all I can say is, I look forward to the energy drink, and I will be glad to drink that one, maybe before going to the gym. Who knows how it will be? Maybe it will be similar to a Red Bull, or these other energy drinks that are out there on the market. If you guys have any questions about it, let me know. What you think about this new energy drink that Dwayne Johnson is planning to launch. So, just want to tell you guys, if you haven't heard my podcast, Words of Wisdom, my podcast is about random topics. I do inspirational videos, inspirational episodes, or I talk about life, different things. You can find me at Facebook and Instagram at jesus.baeza0709, or you can find me on my YouTube channel, JB the Unknown Prophet. If you have any questions regarding this episode, feel free to send me a message, and I will be gladly to respond to your questions. So this wraps up this episode of Words of Wisdom, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Just wanted to inform you guys about it, that The Rock is creating a new energy drink. Stay safe, everyone. Take care, and until next time.
Hey, folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.